Hallelujah. Good morning, beloveds. Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for this beautiful word, Father God. Thank you, Lord, that we believe and therefore we speak, Father God, because it's you who commanded light to shine out of darkness into our hearts. So take you have my heart, Father God, and let your words come forth, bringing light and life and motivation to each one this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Our readings this morning is Psalm 118, and it's verses 27 to 29. And I'm reading from the TPT. For the Lord our God has brought us his glory light. I offer him my life in joyous sacrifice. Tightly tied to your altar, I will bring you praise. For you are the God of my life, and I lift you high, exalting you to the highest place. So let's keep on giving our thanks to God, for he is good, constantly tender. His constant tender love lasts forever. Hallelujah. The constant tender love is his. His eternal purpose, it's his plan that he has, and God is not a man that can change his mind, and his mind has always been to make children in his image and likeness. He's done that, but then also now through the beauty, through the abundance we have in the new and the better covenant, is to bring us into what he predestined us to have, and that was we were predestined to be holy and blameless in his sight holy and blameless, and that's it, and that's why we have got all every spiritual blessing now in Christ Jesus. So what just encourages me this morning, and what I just see here, I think of two things. I think of but a couple of things. And one of them is that scripture in Isaiah 60 that says, darkness, thick darkness covers the earth, but you must arise and shine, for your light has come. And it just shows me, and it just tells me something. I've always carried in my heart the revelation and the desire to see the sons led by the Spirit on the earth. And but I've come to perceive now in these last days that it's in the midst of darkness that God has his greatest day, and he comes through powerfully, and he chooses to come through powerfully with his people. I think of the times of Noah, and there we could see it was bad days, it was dark, and there God came through with Noah and his family. In the time of the Midianites, it was dark. It was overwhelming deception and darkness coming against his people, and he raised up Gideon. And so in the same now, guys, we are faced with demonic activity coming from the kings of this world and their rulers, as that's deceived mankind to love money and pursue vanity, the wrong things, and not look to their creator and to what has been done for them in Christ Jesus. So guys, it's a time to shine. That's the bottom line. I love the scripture that says, and that put on the whole armor of God, so that you may overcome the schemes, the lies, the deception of the evil one. So it's a time to just run to the Lord and take hold of the Lord and be sold out to be all that he made you to be in this time. So it's time for lights to shine. It's time for the sons of God to be manifest on this earth for creation. Creation is waiting, and creation is everything. So there's a lot of us, a lot of the church, they're waiting for Jesus, but Jesus has done all, so that we can, in tune with him, arise and shine, for our light has come. Amen. So be blessed to know. The scripture was so in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, where it talks about we are handed over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be manifest in our mortal flesh. So a time to shine, guys. Time to shine. Be blessed because you are blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.